Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to the third episode of the Minnesota Sports History Show. I'm your host, Ryan Limbag, U of M hype man for the Sports History Network. Today we are talking about the WNBA's all-time games winner and Minnesota sports living legend, Lindsay Whalen. Her hard work, humility, and ability to razzle-dazzle in clutch moments exemplifies Minnesota values. She is a true Minnesota treasure. As a winner since high school at Hutchinson, she was a four-time All-Minnesota Conference pick and won a state title with the Minnesota Jaguars. They would rank 13th nationally that year. In the year 2000, she would go on to elevate the University of Minnesota's women's basketball program and receive national recognition. As a professional, she would win four championship titles and Olympic gold. I'm going to take a pause on her endless achievements and talk about why she deserves to be mentioned with other Minnesota sports greats like Kevin Garnett, Randy Moss, and Joe Mauer. She's a hometown hero. When she became eligible for the WNBA draft, she was the talk of local and national sports media. It was the early 2000s, and I was still in high school. Lindsay Whalen had just become a Gopher and took them to new heights, reaching the Final Four for the first time in the program's history. Just removed from the U of M men's basketball scandal, Lindsay Whalen was a homegrown feel-good story and brought positivity to the local scene. It was an exciting time for women's college sports in the Twin Cities. By the time she graduated, she had helped increase Gopher women's basketball attendance nearly tenfold. Her impact on interest in the program was unquestionable. I think Lindsay Whalen is a very important part of Minnesota sports lore. There is no one that is quite like her. With all her personal and team accolades, she was even able to bring rings to the state and excel at the highest level. It is something that her contemporaries have not been able to achieve. I remember the fervor leading up to the WNBA draft prior to her rookie season. There were debates in the local media about how hard the Minnesota Lynx should try and draft her, questions about how her game would translate at the pro level, and if it were to be a homer pick. I remember Lindsay Whalen taking the sports front page of both the Pioneer Press and the Star Tribune. All eyes were on where she would take her career. At the time, I thought it would have been a great move to ride her popularity and lift the Lynx. When she was drafted by the Connecticut Sun, I felt that Minnesota had squandered a huge opportunity. She would go on to lead the Connecticut Sun to two finals appearances. But the story didn't end there. She would make a triumphant return to Minnesota in a trade and become part of a dynasty. The Lynx would win four championships in 6 years with her as the floor general. I love the narrative of her story. Hometown super talent brings prominence to her high school and college, gets drafted out of state in the pros, much to the chagrin of the local fan base. Hometown hero returns to her roots and wins multiple championships. I can't think of another parallel for Minnesota in the modern sports era. Lindsay Whalen's career is decorated from high school to the WNBA and on the international stage. She currently coaches the U of M women's basketball team, where she continues to build upon her legacy. Thank you for listening to the Minnesota Sports History Show on the Sports History Network. Join me next week when we talk about one of my favorite Minnesota Twins seasons. Have a blessed day.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.